Mindy, is this your first time at this study?
Mindy,
yes.
Very good. Vivian, is this your first time at this study? Very nice. Who else? Yes.
Daniel,
that's very good. Daniel, welcome to Daniel. And I call you Ivan. Is that all right, Ivan?
Ivan, yeah, okay.
Very good. So Ivan is new today as well. I think everybody else has been here on occasion before. Welcome to you all. We're delighted that you're all here. Just come on in and have a seat, and everything is very good. This is the most timely audience that we usually get. Thank you for all being on time.
谢谢大家，我们都准时，我们开始今天的学习了。
Let's have a word of prayer, then we'll start our study. Lord, we do thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for teaching us the truth of God, making it available to us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，要教导我们真理，使这些真理对我们有益。
And so now, Lord, we turn to it, but we do, speaking to you, asking you that you will grant your Holy Spirit to be with us to teach us.
主啊，我们转向您，我们向您祈求，求您的圣灵，教导我们，帮助我们。
And so we just each of us would say, Lord, you teach me. We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们每一个人都说，主啊，求你教导我，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. All right. So we have been studying a little bit through the book of 1 Corinthians.
那我们过去的一段时间一直在学习
1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书.
And we're going to be looking this morning or this afternoon at chapter 6.
1
Corinthians chapter 6.
今天下午来学习哥林多前书的六章。
The Corinthians were a lovely group of Christians.
哥林多教会啊，是一群很可爱的圣徒，基督徒。But
they were very new believers.
但他们确实非常新的基督徒。And
in some respects, they were like little children.
那某种程度呢，你会看他们就像小孩子一样。The
problem is that they didn't all know what they had and who they were.
所以问题就是呢，他们并不常知道呢，他们想他们有什么，他们想要什么。So
you can imagine if you were a little boy in the household of William and Kate, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
然后如果你是一个在William和Kate这个
They're the royal family, that's right.
这是皇族啊，就是在英国皇室的 William 王子和 Kate 王妃家的孩子。假设。So
if you were George, their little boy, how would you teach him who he is?
然后你是那个小王子小 George， 那你会怎么教导这个孩子呢？
You might say to him when he's 2 years old, now, you're a good little boy, and you're going to be king in this country.
然后在他两岁的时候，你会跟他说，哎，你是个好孩子，你以后会成为这个国家的王。He
doesn't know what a king is.
但是他不知道什么叫做王啊。All
he knows is that he likes to play with toys the same way the friend down the street wants to play with toys.
他知道的事情就是，他就喜欢玩玩具，和街上那些孩子玩玩具的是一样的。But
as he grew up, he would learn more and more and more that he isn't just an ordinary little boy. Why, he's actually going to be king.
随着他一点一点的长大呢，他越来越会知道，哦，其实他不是一个普通孩子，他以后会是王室的，是传人呢，他是王啊，未来。
And so that becomes a very significant parenting problem for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
所以这是对于教导他们的父母来说，可是一个大的功课了。How
do you train him so that he behaves like a boy, but he's prepared to be king?
就怎么教导他呢？虽然他是个孩子，他就有孩子一样调皮的天性，但是你却要让他知道他未来是会做王的。
So I had a friend once who was an accountant, and he kept the books for a very, very rich woman.
那我有个朋友啊，那他以前是会计，他帮一个特别富有、特别有钱的富人呢来做会计。
And she kept on telling him, "Don't you tell my son he's rich."
然后呢，这个富人呢就一直告诉这个会计说，你不许告诉我孩子我很有钱。
If you tell him how rich he is, he might get a swelled head.
如果你告诉他我很有钱啊，他脑子肯定会开始要乱想了，要有问题。
So when he gets maybe 20 or 25, then I'll tell him that his grandfather left him all this money.
直到他25岁更大了以后呢，我自己会告诉他，他祖父给他留了很多钱。
Now one of the problems that Christians have is that when they grow up, they don't know how rich they are.
对于基督徒来说呢，他们的问题就是当他们从小长到大的时候，其实他不知道身份，也不知道自己的天堂的财富有多少。
And so we're going to study today some of the problems that these Christians had because they didn't realize how much wealth God had given them.
所以今天我们会看见呢，会有基督徒就是年轻的基督徒啊，刚刚新的基督徒呢，他们会不知道他们是多富有啊，属灵的富有是多少。
All right, so we're going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 1 and 2 and 3.
我们读哥林多前书六章的一二三节。
First of all in Chinese and then in English.
我帮大家先用中文读啊。你们中间有彼此相争的事，怎敢在不义的人面前求审，不在圣徒面前求审呢？岂不知圣徒要审判世界吗？若世界为你们所审，难道你们不配审判这最小的事吗？岂不知我们要审判天使吗？何况今生的事呢？
All right. If any of you has a dispute with another, dare he take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of this life? All right, so here's the problem now. There were two Christians in the community at Corinth, and one felt that he was wronged by the other.
那现在呢，有个问题，有两群的人呢，在这个教会，一群认为另一群呢，欺负他们了，就是错怪他们了。
It may have been a money dispute.
这是关乎钱财的一个争执。
Some may have thought that someone owed him a lot of money. It may have been a dispute of some other kind. We don't know.
也许是和其他的事情相关的争执，我们不知道。
It may have even been a personal dispute, a marital dispute, or something like that.
也许是个人的冲突，或者跟婚姻相关的冲突。
All we know is that one person said the other person wronged me, and the other person said, "No, it's your fault." And they had a fight.
我们只知道呢，一个人说另外一个人他错了，另外一个人认为第一个人错了，所以他们俩在打。
So the question is, how do you resolve a fight if you don't get along with your neighbor, your boss, or somebody else? How do you resolve that?
你怎么样解决这个冲突呢？如果你跟你的同事、老板或邻居有矛盾。
And the usual way in our country today is to go to court.
在我们的国家里呢，我们经常用的方法就去法庭。
And you take it to a judge, and you say to the judge, "Now, so and so did wrong. Well, I want you, judge, to tell them they were wrong."
所以你会告诉法官说，什么什么人做了不好的事，我要你来公义的审判，告诉他们错了。
So that's what the Corinthians did.
这就是哥林多人用的方法。
And Paul says to them, why would you think that a court of law could resolve a matter between two Christians rather than just the Christians resolving that matter?
所以保罗这里提出了一个问题，告诉哥林多人，你们怎么认为地上的法院能够解决两个基督徒的矛盾，而不是基督徒之间他们自己能解决呢？
And I think the Christians said, well, we're just ordinary everyday Christians. How could we solve a big problem like that?
然后我猜呢，那些人会回答说，哎，我们就是个普通的基督徒嘛，我们怎么能解决这些冲突呢？
Okay, and verse 2 says, do you not know that the saints, the Christians, will judge the world?
那二节，岂不知圣徒或者说基督徒是要审判世界的吗？
So, when the Lord Jesus Christ sets up his kingdom, what is your job going to be?
如果耶稣今天来了，在地上建立他的国度，你觉得你的工作是什么？
You, if you're a Christian, your job is going to be that you will be a judge.
那如果你是个基督徒，那你的工作其实就是你是审判官。
You say what?
你说什么？
I never went to law school.
我从来没学过法律啊。
How do I get to be a judge?
那我怎么知道怎么审呢？
And the teaching of the Bible is that when Christians are born, they're born into the family of the king, and therefore all the Christians will be judges just like kings are judges.
所以圣经告诉我们呢，当一个基督徒重生的时候，他是生在王之家呀，王的家，所以他就像王那么做审判那样，他是王的家人来做审判。
You might say, well, I couldn't do that. I've never been to law school.
你会说，哎呀，那我做不了啊，我从来没学过法律。
And what's the answer to that question?
那这个回答是怎么呢？这个答案。
Have you ever been to Bible school?
那你有没有来过圣经学校呢？
That's why you're here today.
这就是你今天来的原因吗？
I hope you learn the lesson today.Because 150 or 350 years from now, you may have to judge somebody on the basis of what the Bible says here today.
那也许一段时间啊，一两百年或者三四百年以后，那你可能需要来按照圣经的原则来审判一些地上的事。
So what will qualify you to be a judge?
你什么样的资格才能成为法官呢？
First of all, that you're born into the family of God.
首先你要生在神的家了。
You've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you, by the grace of God, are walking, following Him.
你接受基督成为你的救主，然后你在神的恩典里呢，跟随他同行。
And what is the textbook that you'll be judging on the basis of?
那你什么样的书是你用来审判的依据呢？
It's the Bible.
就是圣经了。
And I think probably when you're there 350 years from now judging in the kingdom, you'll say, I wish I had gone to more Bible studies at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
我希望你比方说350年以后啊，你复活，你坐在那审判的时候，你说，哎呀，早知道我当时在十六街多学点圣经。
Okay, now we're going to be judging what? The world.
所以我们要审判世界。
Okay, and so some of the people that we'll be judging are the people on the street outside.
我们可能要审判在地上的，比如说路上的这些人。
And they will say to you, what qualifies you to be a judge?
他会问你，那你凭什么成为一个法官呢？
And you will say, my father.Is the king?
你会说我的父亲是王。
And this is his rule book.
这是他的这个律法书了。
You sit down and we'll discuss your case.
然后你坐下，我们来讨论一下你的案子。
All right. Now, verse 2 says, if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases?
若世界为你所审，难道你们不配审这最小的事吗？
So if two of us had a problem, how important would it be? If you said, I think Harold's wrong, I said, no, I think you're wrong, how important would that be?
如果我们俩有矛盾，你会说，哎呀，我觉得 Harold 错了，Harold 说呢，我觉得你错了，你觉得这有多重要呢？
Answer, probably not very important.
其实答案就是，其实这事没什么重要。
Norm and I have been around this church for a long time.
Norma 跟我在这个教会待了好久。
We've seen some differences of opinion.
我们看见很多意见不一致的时候。
In retrospect, not many of them are very important.
其实很多时候这些都不重要。
We tend to get all, we use the phrase in English, bent out of shape about things that aren't very important.
我们会用一个词叫 bent out of shape， 好像就是说弯道 bent 就是弯啊，弯道的这个变形来表达特别重要的意思。
Okay, so you translated bent out of shape, did you?
I tried.
Very good. All right. Now.These matters aren't very important.
所以这些事情啊，其实不是那么重要。
What if I cheated you out of $10,000?
如果我骗了你一万块钱怎么办？
Would that be important?
重不重要？
The answer is no, not really.
答案还是不是那么重要，不是很重要。
It's only $10,000.
也就是一万块钱而已。
Yeah. What if I said something to you that offended you greatly?And you went away mad and you said, Harold said, he shouldn't have said that. I am really mad. He said that. Would that be very important?
如果我说了一些事情话啊，让你很受冒犯，然后你特别生气，然后你就走了，说 Harold 怎么能这么说呢？这太不应该了。你觉得这事很重要吗？
Not really.
其实也不重要。
You're in a family. Sometimes people in the family...Don't get along very well with one another.
你在一个家庭里，我们都是啊。我们在家庭里，有的时候呢，彼此关系不会时时都很好。
Is the reason they don't get along? Is that usually really, really important? Is that the reason?
导致这个家庭关系不好那些原因真的很重要吗？
We had a little story in our family. It went like this. Most of the family problems involve either money or work.
所以我有个朋友说呢，其实他说大部分家庭的矛盾总是或者因为钱或者因为工作起来的。
Who's going to pay the money?
就是谁付钱。
Who's going to do the work?
谁做家务啊？就这么两件事情啊。
Is that really important?
这事重要吗
？No. What if you had to pay more money?
就算你付了多钱怎么样呢
？So you have to pay more money.
那就付了多
钱。What if you have to do more work?
那你多做点家务又怎么样呢？
Okay, so you go and do more work.
那你就做呗。
Yeah, not going to like it, but it's not very important. Paul says here, don't you know that you're competent to judge the trivial matter?
所以保罗在这里把事情点开说，你不知道你是要审判全地的吗？这么小的事，你怎么？
When you're judging the nations, the issues are going to be: should we have this law or that law in our society?
如果你要审判全地的人啊，你会去考虑的是，就是我们要不要这个律法，要不要那个律法给到这个国家。
You'll be dealing with matters far more important than the government of Canada deals with today.
你说你要处理的事比加拿大政府今天要处理的事还要大。
All right, verse 3.
第三节。
Do you not know that we will judge angels?
岂不知我们要审判天使吗？
Okay. So, if a handful of angels were to walk in here this afternoon and say to you, excuse me, but this angel's been saying this and this, could you please tell us angels what to do? What would you say?
如果今天有几个天使走进来啊，他说，我们有这个意见，那个意见，你能告诉我我们该怎么做吗？你会怎么办？
You'd say, I'm not, how could I possibly judge angels?
你说啊，我怎么审判天使呢？我怎么能判断？
Okay, you'd better learn, because one day that'll be your job. You'll be judging angels.
对，所以我们最好还是多学一点啊，因为有一天这是我们的工作来的。
All right, so, did you know that you had been elected to such a high position?
你意识到你其实已经被拣选到这么高的位置了吗？
You're something like little baby George in the palace, and he grows up and he finds out, well, There's a whole lot more to this than I thought. I get to be king one day.
你就像那个小小乔治王子一样，他小小的在皇宫长大，他整天玩，最后慢慢意识到，哎呦，原来这位置比我想的要高得多得多啊！他越来越意识到这位置的严肃了。
Okay, and you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you say, "Wow, I didn't know it was going to be this important."
然后你信靠耶稣基督成为你救主，慢慢你也会意识到，啊，我没有想到这事，我的位置那么重要。
All right, verse 4.
第四节。
Therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, appoint as judges even men of little account in the church.
即使这样，你们若有轻生的事当审判，是派教会的所轻看的人审判吗？
So here's two men, and they're fighting over something, probably over money.
好，现在两个人，他们在为一件事情有争执，也许是因为钱。
And somebody says, "All right, we'll take you to court."
当中一个说呢，好，我们去上法庭。
And then somebody else, like Paul, says, "No, I've got a better idea." And he hunts around the congregation, and he finds the least wise, the least mature Christian in the congregation, and he says, "Now you judge."
啊，现在保罗呢？说呢，你现在来找教会的那最生命浅的最没有智慧的，你找他来审判。
Does that make sense?
这可能吗？是合理吗
？That's what God says.
这就是圣经说的。
Okay, the least able in the congregation will make a better judge than the best judge who doesn't know Jesus.
这个原则就是教会里最生命浅的最没有智慧的也比世界的这法官要更有智慧也更有能力来审判。
And then Paul has to go on in verse 5 and say,
保罗继续在讲第五节。
I say this to your shame.
我说这话是叫你们羞耻。
Is it possible that there is nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers?
难道你们中间没有一个叫智慧人能审断弟兄们的事吗？
Verse 6, but instead, one brother goes to law against another, and this in front of unbelievers.
你们竟是弟兄与弟兄告状，就告在不信主的人面前。
So, you as believers, you have much, much wisdom.
所以你是信徒啊，你其实有很多的智慧。
You may very well find that your big problem is right in your own home.
那你可能会意识到呢，你的大麻烦是在你家里。
And your children may not be getting along.
你的孩子们之间可能相处关系不好。
Who's going to judge that?
谁会来审判这事呢？
Well, you are.
你会
You're going to say now, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's my Savior. He will help me. You pray, and He will set things right.
那你说的耶稣是我的主啊，然后我祷告，我的主就必然会把这事处理好。
How will you know what to say?
你该怎么说？说
You'll have read the Bible.
你读圣经就好了。
You'll pray.
你祷告。
He will help you.
他就会帮助。
He'll give you wisdom.
他就给你智慧。
We found that Norm and I keep telling you about our family because I was in a family once. And but in our family, when issues arose, we went to our mother, we went to our father. I was always amazed they knew the right answer.
那我一直跟你们讲我和 Norma 我们小时候的家里的故事啊。因为我们当有问题或者有麻烦的时候呢，我们总是去找我的妈妈和爸爸。然后很吃惊的是呢，他们每一次都有正确的答案给我们，都有。
How did they get that answer?
他们从哪知道这些答案的呢
？They read their Bible. They prayed.
他们读圣经，他们祷告。
What are they going to do 350 years from now when they have to judge the nations? What are they going to do then?
如果过了350年，他们要来。复活了要来审判全地，那他们会做什么呢
？I think it's going to go like this. They'll come to my mother, and they will say to her, "We've got this big fight. What are we going to do?"
然后如果有一群人有矛盾， 他们会到这个 Harold 父母这里来，那他说我们有很大的冲突，我们该怎么办？
And I think my mother will say, oh, that's no big deal. Norma had a problem like that once, and we solved it this way.
然后呢，他妈妈会说呢，哦，这个没事，这 Norma 小时候也有这样的问题，我们可以这么来解决。
Okay, God is in the Christian. He works through the Christian. And God has a great, unimaginably great future ahead of the Christian. Make sure you live up to it.
神是在基督徒里，他也借着我们借着这些基督徒把许多的工作做出来，所以他在我们身上有特别美好的未来的旨意，我们确保自己能够得着这个，能够在那一天能够活出来。
Alright, verse 7 says, the very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated already.
第七节，你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。
You shouldn't have big disputes among you.
所以你们不应该有这样的冲突。
Get along with one another. Try to get along with one another.
总是应该先要彼此和睦。
And so I think it's Paul writing to the Corinthians when he says, as much as in you is, live peaceably with all men.
所以保罗也另外一处写给哥林多人说，你尽量的与人和睦。
All right. And the last phrase of verse 7 is,Why not rather be wronged?
那第七节的后半段说，为什么不情愿受欺呢？
Why not rather be cheated?
为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
All right. So, how would you solve the problem? He says, Harold, you're wrong. How could I solve the problem?
好，现在怎么解决问题呢？那个人说，哎呀 ，Harold， 你不对，我该怎么办？
I could say, well.I don't think I'm wrong, but if it's only $10,000, here's the $10,000.
那我会说呢，哎呀，我也不觉得我有错，但是如果你就是要这一万块钱呢，我就给你吧。
Okay. Now I won't go into details.
那我不想去纠缠这细节。
But something like that happened to me once.
但有一次呢，我的确碰到类似的事。
And so I paid the money.
然后我给了钱。
Do you know how the story ends?
你觉得故事是怎么结束的呢？最后。
I haven't gone broke yet.
我没有因为付了钱而破产的。
Okay, sure I lost some money.
我还是有足够的钱。
That's all right.
没有问题。
Okay, so God says, listen, you're a Christian. You're in a totally different society now. You've got a different family.
神说呢，你现在是个基督徒了。你已经完全进到了不同的家里，不同的社区。
And you've got a rich father.
你有一个特别富有的父亲。
So you can suffer wrong.
你很可能被人冤枉。
You can be offended.
也被人冒犯。
You can be the one who has to do all the work.
你可能是那个一直被人差来做事情的。
But you can do that. What about the Lord Jesus?
你想一想耶稣吧。
Did he ever suffer wrong?
他有没有被冤枉呢？
Who did all the work?
谁做了那么多工作？
Jesus did.
那不是耶稣在做吗？
Who paid all the bills?
那谁付了那么多账单？
Jesus' father did.
不是我们的父神付的吗？
And we get to live the same way. It's absolutely marvelous.
所以我们要一样的如基督般去生活，这是非常好的。
All right. So,
继续往下。
Verse 8. Instead,You yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your own brothers.
你们倒是欺压人、亏负人，而且是欺压、亏负自己的弟兄。
Would you remember that if you know and love the Lord Jesus, everybody else who knows the love and the Lord, knows and loves the Lord Jesus is either your brother or your sister. You love them.And you do what's right for them.
你知道吗？当你信靠耶稣基督，成你救主的时候，其他在主里得救的人就成了你的弟兄和姊妹了。你需要像家人一样爱他们。
All right, does that make sense? Do you understand that? Questions on that?
你们明白吗？明白这个 这个问题在哪呢？
How important are Christians?
那基督徒有多重要呢？
They're the most important people in the world today.
这是今天地上最重要的一群人了。
Yeah. And then therefore, we get to live up to those high standards.
所以我们总是要把自己的生命活到神给我们的要求上来。
All right. Well, maybe we can then. Any more questions? I should have given more time to see if there's. Yes, Ruth.
Yeah.
So if there's this dispute between a Christian and an unbeliever,
yes.
Yeah, so if she is a kind of a judge between them, and which party she should be favored to, so because those unbelieving people, they are kind of life is not that good. So her meaning is whether she should be favorable to the unbeliever than believe.
I don't think that you are favorable to one or the other. I think that your job is to present to both the believer and the unbeliever the truth of God.
所以我不觉得呢，你需要偏袒或者照顾每任何一方啊。你需要做的工作就是把福音告诉他们，告诉信的和不信的都告诉。
The justice of God is, it's always right. It isn't one favoring the other.
所以神的公义哈，它不是偏袒任何一方，它总是对的，因为它公正。
In this particular example, it is the one who loves the Lord the most who is probably going to suffer the most.
那在这个例子里呢，是那爱主最多的呢，一定是受苦最多的。
If you have two Christians, one's a mature Christian, the other's an immature Christian, and they start fighting.
假设呢有两个基督徒，一个呢是成熟的，一个是比较生命浅的，那他们有一些冲突。
Which one is the one most likely to suffer the wrong?
那哪一个是最有可能受委屈的呢？
The immature Christian says, I want my rights.
那个不太成熟的那一个呢，一定会说我要我的公义。
The mature Christian says, no, don't worry about that.
那成熟的会说，那就不用这么不用再想这事了，没关系。
Do you remember the story of Abraham and Lot?
那你记不记得亚伯拉罕和罗德的故事？
Okay, Abraham was a mighty man of God.
那亚伯拉罕呢，是神大能的人呢，大能的孩子。
God said, Abraham, I'm going to give you all this land as far as the eye can see.
上帝跟亚伯拉罕说呢，我要把这一整个地啊，就你眼所见的全都给你。
Lot was a younger man.
那罗德呢是年轻人了。
And he was just Abram's nephew.
他是亚伯拉罕的侄子。
And they had a bit of a fight.
他们有一些的冲突了。
There wasn't enough land for all of their herds to get enough grass and enough water for both Abraham and Lot.
那他当时呢，就是牛羊多了，然后水草都不够了。
So they were going to have to separate.
所以他们必须得分开。
Okay, who has all the rights?
那谁有理啊，在这件事上？
Abraham.
当然是亚伯拉罕。
Abraham owns all the land. Was given, all of it was given to Abraham.
因为这个地是神赐给亚伯拉罕的，都是他的。
What were Lot's rights?
那罗德有什么权利吗？
He didn't really have any.
这并不是神赐给罗德。
What did Abraham say?
那亚伯拉罕说什么呢？
Abraham said, listen, your herdmen are fighting my herdmen. We've got a big problem. He said, Lot, you go wherever you want and I'll go the other way.
所以亚伯拉罕却说呢，罗德，你的牧人和我的牧人有争执啊，这不我们是兄弟不应该。那你先选，你要去哪呢？我总是走你反的方向。
What did Lot do?
那罗德怎么选呢？
He chose the very best land. He says, that's where I'll go. It's the best. That's what I want.
罗德就选了最好的那个水草地方，这就是我要的，我现在就去。
Abraham said, all right, then I'll go the other way to the worst land.
所以亚伯拉罕说，那行，没问题，我就反方向，我去那个不好的地方。
Who got the blessing from God?
那谁从神的得着祝福呢？
Abraham.
是亚伯拉罕。
He started with the bad land on the mountaintop.
亚伯拉罕是上山了啊，在山上去找了一块草地。
Lot had all the good land in the valley.
罗德呢，却在谷中啊，山谷中做了拿了最好的水草地。
And sin robbed all that land from Lot.
但是罪呢，却把所有这些地呢，从罗德手里抢走。
God, who's the ultimate judge?
那谁是最终的审判者？
God.
神是神呢。
How does he judge?
他怎么审判呢？
He judges by sending his reward afterwards.
他是借着之后的奖赏来使这件事情变得公义。
So Abraham said, I love my nephew. I'll be all right. God will look after me. And God did look after him.
所以亚伯拉罕当时做决定的理由就是，那我爱我的侄子，那我就让他先选了，这神反正会看顾我。哎，神最后的确是大大的看顾了亚伯拉罕。
But the other part of the question is that the Christian cannot enforce the righteousness of God over the unrighteous person. If he's not a Christian and he will not believe, the Christian cannot force him to believe.
那另外一个点呢，就是我们要记得，基督徒不能够把神的律法呢强加在非信徒身上。如果他就是不愿意信呢，你不能逼着他相信。
So the Christian often ends up in difficulty.
所以基督徒
just part of the Christian way.
对基督徒的生活呢，你会发现呢，到最后他总是会受委屈的，因为你也不能强迫人家。对，所以最后就总是你吃亏。
So the Apostle Paul.He kept on getting the short end of the stick.
所以使徒保罗就总是这样，他总是捡那个短的，长的都被人拿走了。
Okay, any more? Stone.
我想应该就是说，基督徒是不是不可以打官司？
所以does that mean a Christian cannot enter into any kind of lawsuit, or can we sue others, or? Can we be in any lawsuit?
The circumstances probably are important in answering that question. But in general, the Christian doesn't always insist on his rights.
那这个问题呢，不能一概而论的回答，我们总是要先看具体的例子和环境。有一个总的原则呢，就是基督徒并不总是坚持他的理由、他的权利啊，这个是一个总的原则，不总是要伸张自己的权利。
Yeah,
就是吃亏嘛。
So it's difficult. There are many differences in life. The Christian is not the one who leads the union in a fight against management.
所以基督徒他并不总是那种工会起头要跟这个雇主打一场官司的那个挑头的，肯定不是基督徒。
The Christian is told by John the Baptist to be content with his wages, so he's not fighting all the time.
对，因为基督徒这个使徒约翰告诉我们呢，你要对自己的这个收入要满足啊，就是对。
The Christian.Often recognizes that he will be defrauded in life, and so he accepts it. Not always, but often.
那我们也知道，我们经常是会受欺负啊，会受骗。那么，对，就是就碰到就接受了。不是说我们经常会碰到，但若碰到就接受了。
So these verses don't say that a Christian cannot.Be involved in a legal lawsuit against a non-Christian, but the Christian is going to do everything in his power to prevent that.
对，所以这里并不是说呢，基督徒不能够进到任何的官司里去， 只是呢告诉我们，就如有可能呢，我们总是不要用这种方式来解决问题。
Maybe just one more example.
再多一个例子。
There was a time in the life of the Apostle Paul.
在使徒保罗的生命里啊，有这么一段时间。
And injustice was being done toward him.
那他经历了极大的不公义。
And his remarks were, "I appeal to Caesar."
然后他的反应就是呢，那我要上告于凯撒。
So on that occasion, he said, "We will go to law. I haven't done anything wrong. I appeal to Caesar."
所以在这个例子里，他真的没有做错什么。然后他最后决定了，那我就上告于凯撒吧。
But on the other occasions, he didn't bother appealing to the law courts at all.
那在另外其他的例子里，他也受委屈，但是他甚至根本连想都没想去打官司、上法庭都没有。
But in all occasions, he appealed first of all to God.
但所有的例子里，他都首先来到神面前。
I'm not sure that that's a very complete answer, Stone, but it's the best I've got.
不知道是不是能够完全回答你的问题啊？对，
我还有一个问题，就是像现在那个香港的那个形势，比方说这个有很多市民去这个游行，比方因为对政府可能有一些意见，但他们好像是和平的，就这种游行啊或者示威或者怎么样的。那基督徒在对待这种事情上是，您说不参与，还是说也是参与一些？
Okay. Yeah, the question is on the currently the parade in Hong Kong. So a lot of people protested and peacefully. But her question is, what's the right Christian view on this? Whether a Christian can attend this kind of parade, or what's the biblical view on this kind of protest?
Well, that's a big question. I don't know.
这是个大问题啊！他说我也不知道。
My friend phoned me 3 or 4 weeks ago from Hong Kong. He said, "Harold, we got a big problem."
我的朋友呢？三四个礼拜以前给我打电话，然后他说 ，Harold， 我们有真的有大麻烦了。
All right, we know some things.
那我们知道一点东西啊，我们来还是要回到圣经里来，我们来读圣经。
We know that John the Baptist told the soldiers they were to be content with their wages.
那首先呢，第一我们知道呢，施洗的约翰告诉那些兵啊，要为他们已经得着的工资和钱粮感到满足。
Okay, so whatever the Roman soldiers were about to do, John said it's wrong. You don't need to fight for better wages. Don't be fighting for that reason.
那不管罗马兵丁呢他怎么样，但使徒约翰施洗的约翰呢告诉他们，你们有了多少钱粮，有了多少工资就该满足啊，不要为这个再去吵闹，再去要求增加。
All right, so now I'm looking for a verse and I haven't found it here. The verse says that you are not to follow a multitude to do evil. Where is that verse? You are not to follow a multitude to do evil.
你不要从众行恶啊！他在找一段经文，他在。用那 concordance 用那个索引来找一段经文。
Yeah, and I can't find it here. Someone may find it through their cell phone. The argument is very simple. That is that very often, when there is a group of people demonstrating like they are in Hong Kong or elsewhere, that when you get in there, people start to do things that are evil.
所以现在呢，会有这么一个事情是常见的啊，就是无论什么样的人，当他聚集起来，开始有一大群人开始比如说做香港这样的事情，其他各个地方都有。他们开始的时候呢， 他慢慢往前走的时候，做的事情就开始变得邪恶了。
And if evil is going to be done, if they're going to be rioting in the streets, if they're going to damage something, if they're going to break some laws, we must not be part of that.
如果这样的事情开始变得邪恶呢？比方说他们要毁坏一点东西，在破坏一些场所，然后当变成这样的情形的时候呢，你们总是不能在当中有份了。
Exodus 23, verse 2. Very good.
出埃及记的二十三章的二节哈。
Exodus 23, that's right. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong.
对对，出埃及记啊，旧约出埃及记的二十三章二节，不可随众行恶。
So when I was a little boy, my mother used to quote this verse to me.
我是小孩子。
I have no idea what she told Norma, but I was a boy.
我小孩子的时候呢，我妈妈经常拿这个经文来教导我。我不知道她是不是跟 Norma 讲，但因为我是男孩子，肯定她跟我讲过。
And my mother said, Harold, if you are with the boys, and the boys are talking about doing something bad, what do you think she said next?She said, "You come home." Okay.
我妈妈跟我说
"You don't go with them. You come home."
我妈妈跟我说呢，如果你跟其他男孩子在一起，他们要一起商量做坏事，你立刻就回家，你不要去跟他们在一起，你回家。
So those are two very good important principles. Here's another principle. You get it many times in Scripture, and it goes like this.
那这是另外一个原则啊，在圣经里也有很多处。出现了，那是这么说的。
We as Christians are always responsible for our response to the circumstances.
我们作为基督徒呢，更多的责任在哪呢？是我们对环境的回应，这是我们的责任。
It is God's responsibility to change the circumstances.
那神是那负责改变环境的。
It is my responsibility to do what is right in the circumstances that he hasn't changed yet.
所以呢，对于神，他的主权是他来设定环境，但是我的责任呢，不管他给我设定了环境是什么，当他环境没有改变之前呢，我的责任就是我怎么回应这个环境。
That has very broad application in life.
在我们的生命中啊，这样的一个原则。有特别大的很广的应用
So the Christian is not going to be asked in Hong Kong Did you march for proper freedom?
所以这个问题呢就是对于香港这个事来说就不是要问你们是不是在合法的自由里在游行
But the Christian will be asked by God Did you pay your taxes when you were in Hong Kong?
基督徒会被问呢神会问他呢就是你在香港有没有付税
Did you support the government, right or wrong? Did you do what was right when you were there?
你有没有按照政府的法律去做对的事情
？So very very difficult.
这非常难的一个问题。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里啊
，the children of Israel were given very strict instructions as to what government should be. How to run government. In the Old Testament, how to run government was part of the Bible teaching.
Okay. 在旧约里啊，就是如何来管制这个政府或者来组织政府啊，是神会教导的。
In the New Testament, there are no instructions as to how to run government.
但是呢，在新约里呢，这样的一个教导却完全没了。
So if I were to run for government, I would have a hard job.
那如果我来管政府呢，我会有个很难的工作了。
Because the Bible is going to tell me how to behave in the family.
因为圣经告诉我呢，在家里应该怎么做。
And the Bible is going to tell me how to behave in the church.
圣经也告诉我们在教会我当如何行。
And the Bible is going to tell me how to behave under the government.
神也告诉我呢，如何在政府的管制之下来有 正确的行动。
But the New Testament doesn't tell us how to run government.
但新约却没有告诉我们该怎么组织政府。
Now, when we get under the king, when Jesus Christ is king, then we'll know how to run government.
耶稣成为王以后呢，我们就知道我们该如何管治了。
But right now, that's not the case.
但现在呢，因为耶稣还没有来，所以不是我们不知道。
His kingdom is not of this world, he said.
因为他说他的国度不是这个地上的国度。
So my problem is, if you said to me, "All right, Harold, you get to be prime minister," I would say, "I don't know what to do."
如果有人跟我说 ，Harold， 你是那个总理啊，我说很麻烦，我不知道该怎么做。
And I'd go to the Bible, and I wouldn't get any help.
然后我如果翻开圣经啊，我也找不到答案该怎么做。
Okay, that's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to tell people about Jesus.
因为这不是神给我的职责啊，我的神给我的托付是告诉别人福音，耶稣基督。
It's far more important.
这比什么都重要。
Far more important that people hear about Jesus than that we get better government even in Hong Kong.
啊，所以你把耶稣基督告诉别人啊，远比你明白香港是不是要游行要重要的多得多。
OK。
就说我们在这个环境里，这个我们都要这个行为模式都要像上帝这样，但是这个环境里有谎言。那么作为基督徒，我们是参与这件事情，但是以我们这个层面，如果学习到了。很多的东西你对这个真相有了解，那你明明知道这是谎言，那要不要说是真相？真相我们应不应该来表述真相是什么，而且我们确定我们掌握的就是不是说掌握的，就是我们的学习啊了解啊所有的真相就是这个啊，这是第一。第二的话就是说基督徒是的不参与这些东西，但是恰恰很多基督徒他的位置他的工作就是
在那，
比如说川普他是基督徒，他是要管理这个国家政府工作，那么他对了解真相他怎么来处理？那如果所有都去回避这个，所有都去回避真相，回避这个，所有都去，那这个世界上帝把我们放在这个世界，这是一个世界是吧，这么一个混乱的那个，那么就是永远就是，那我认为这叫不叫回避呢？
Okay. Yeah, the question is still a follow-up question on that. So in case I know something that's a reality, is a true thing, and I know some others are lying, shall I keep silent, or what shall I do? And in case I was in a position like Donald Trump, I cannot avoid to face running a government or this kind of job. How can I do? Yes.
All right. I'm not sure really how to answer that question. There was a man whose name was Daniel.
那我不知道该怎么回答这问题啊，但是圣经上有个人，他的名字叫但以理。
Daniel worked for a very difficult boss.
那但以理要服侍的这个老板啊是比较难的。
His boss was Nebuchadnezzar.
他的老板名字叫尼布甲尼撒王。
Nebuchadnezzar was not the nicest man.
这不是一个很 nice 的人，不是很友好的人。
Daniel said of him, "Whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive." That's Okay, so he was basically king. He just said, if I don't like you, I'll kill you. If I like you, I'll promote you, and whatever. And
尼布甲尼撒就是随自己的心性啊，我喜欢你的我就提拔你，我不喜欢你就杀了你。
He made a lot of bad lies. Sorry, he made a lot of bad laws.
那个尼布甲尼撒呢，做了很多很糟糕的法律。
And Daniel had to work for him.
但以理呢，却必须得为他工作。
Daniel prayed a lot.
所以但以理祷告很多。
Daniel used to go home to pray three times every day. I think he went three times every day and probably prayed the same thing every day. Lord, would you keep me alive this afternoon, please?
所以丹耶利每天要祷告三次，回自己家。我猜啊，他每天祷告内容肯定都是一样的。主啊，让我下半天还能活着啊。
Okay, and he was able to do what was right, even though he worked for a very wicked king and a very wicked government.
所以他依然每时每刻做的都是合神心意对的事情，即使他在为一个很邪恶的王和很邪恶的国度在工作。
I think he was bold enough to say to the king, "Excuse me, king, but you are wrong."
而且他有足够大的勇气啊，他直接跟王说，他说，对不起啊，王，你这件事好像做错了。
He certainly did that on more than one occasion with Nebuchadnezzar and with Belshazzar.
所以他的确在。他一生中对着尼布甲尼撒王和后面的伯提沙撒王都讲了同样的事啊，就是指出他们的错来。
Did he speak the truth?
他有没有在讲真理呢？
Yes.
是的。
Did he speak wisdom?
他有没有借着智慧讲呢？
Yes.
是的。
You'll remember that all his staff decided that they wanted to destroy him.
所以呢，以至于到一个程度王的一些下属都要一起来杀了这个但以理。
And his staff couldn't find any dishonesty in him anywhere.
所以，但他们找了半天呢，也找不到但以理的任何差错啊，来攻击他。
You say what a man that was.
然后呢，他们就说：“哎呀，这人真是。
”So
这好啊。
He must have been honest.And he knew who he worked for, and he knew what the law was. He obeyed the law. He served the king with honesty and integrity. But God was with him.
所以呢，他是个很诚实的人。虽然他服侍的是一个，肯定不是好王，但是呢，他以正直、以诚实来服侍这个王，神就一直与他同在。
So that I don't know if that answers your question. That's part of the answer of your question.
我不知道是不是能够完全回答你的问题，但我就可能部分。
Why don't she leave to serve another king?
Why didn't he leave to serve another good king?
对，的问题是他为什么不离开去找一个好王服侍呢？跳槽啊！
Yes, very good. He had a job that had a no.What's the word? No trade contract.
Okay. 他是没法换工作的啊，他是不能跳槽，他签的合同是不许跳槽。对。
Yeah, there was no way he could get out.
你去读圣经就知道，他没法跳槽。
And that's very often the way with us.
在常试我们也碰到的情形是这样。
Sometimes we say, I don't like these circumstances. I want to go somewhere else.
有的时候你会说，哎，我不喜欢这个环境，我想换一个地方。
But very often you can't.
但很多时候我们发现呢，也换不了。
So I'll give you some illustration.
我给你们一些例子啊。
God said to Jonah.
有一次呢，神对约拿说，一个先知。
Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh and preach to them.
他说，约拿，我让你啊，到尼尼微啊去讲道，去讲福音。
Jonah said, I don't like that idea. I'm going this way.
然后约拿说呢，我不想去，我要逃，我往另外一个方向去。
And God said, Jonah, I've got a hungry whale for you for 3 days. You just see what you think after 3 days in the whale.
然后呢，上帝在海里面安排了一个特别饿的大鲸鱼，把约拿给吞了。然后看看三天之后，把约拿吐出来，你能怎么样
？So he learned that when God says you do this, you better do it.
所以他就理解了，理解什么呢？神让你做这件事呢，你最好去做啊，你不要去跟神犟。
Jeremiah had the same problem.
所以耶利米啊有同样的问题。
Jeremiah God said, Jeremiah, this is what I want you to do. I want you to stay here and preach. And Jeremiah said, oh, that I could run away to just a little cottage in a vineyard. If I could just get away. I don't want to do this. Let me go. God
yeah.
said, no, Jeremiah, you stay here and preach.
Yeah. 所以一样的，就是神在耶利米的时候呢，因为耶利米讲的信息呢，都很，别人都不愿意接受啊，所以耶利米讲到最后也真的很气馁啊，然后他就想逃，然后神就不让他逃啊，所以他就想逃到外面一个村子里去，神就在门口给他拦住啊，让人把他给拦下来抓起来又回来了。
Okay, just let me conclude. I know you got another question. The conclusion is this: God is in charge of circumstances.
所以神是掌管。
I'm in charge of obeying Him in those circumstances.
神负责给我定环境，我负责在环境里顺服神。
My another question is, why God to have the bad people give him a so good man to have him?
That's a good question.
就是神为什么要找一个坏人，还给他安排好人去帮助他？为什么这么安排呢？
In part because God is over all the circumstances.
那部分的回答是呢？这上面真正掌权的是神，神在一切环境里是主。
And God's plan for the ages started with Nebuchadnezzar, and then his plan went to another kingdom, and another kingdom, and another kingdom, and all the way down to us today. But there's going to be another kingdom come. And the kingdom that comes next is going to be like Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom. God's got it all worked out.
所以神从尼布甲尼撒王直到今天呢，他不停地在地上换那个王国，那但实际上呢，真正最终在上面掌权的是他，一直是神。
Okay, and we don't know what God's plan was, because God's plan startedthere in Daniel's day 2600 years ago.
神是在最早的地上设立的王国是巴比伦王国尼布甲尼撒，这就是但以理的时代，距今2600年了。
And that plan is still working today 2600 years later.
神的计划到今天还在继续执行啊，已经2600年过去了。
And it's going to go on for at least another 1000 years.
那这也会往后继续，再至少还有1000年啊，千禧年。
And you don't understand what it's all about, neither do I. His plan is too big.
所以你不理解呢，我也不理解，因为他的计划真的太大。
I think there's one reason why Daniel was there.
我猜那还有一个原因啊，但以理在那。
I think Daniel was there at Nebuchadnezzar's right hand, so that when Nebuchadnezzar got mad at Daniel's people, the Jews, Daniel could say,Don't do that, Nebuchadnezzar. And I think God was kind to Daniel's people by having Daniel right next to the throne.
那原因就是当时的犹太人呢是在这个被殖民的状态啊，所以神安排一个但以理这个犹太人呢成为尼布甲尼撒的右手啊，那个特别高阶的官员，其实是帮助犹太人在当时能够在尼布甲尼撒。真的想要去迫害犹太人的时候能够劝一劝，这是原因之一了。
Okay, the next thing to remember is this: God is good.
所以我们要记得啊，神是好神。
And God is always good, even when it looks bad.
神也总是好的，即使你看起来好像他不好，但他还是好的。不要相信自己的判断。Okay, maybe we go back.
All right, are we back to First Corinthians chapter 6?
我们回到格林多前书的六章啊。
All right, verses 9 and 10 and 11. We read these last week.
那九十十一节呢？上一次我们读过。
We're going to read them again in Chinese and then again in English and try to pick up the logic flow here.
我们先用中文读，然后一起用英文读，然后看一下当中的逻辑联系啊。你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做娈童的、亲男色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
All right, together. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. All right. What is the theme of the first 8 verses in this chapter?
那前面八节这一章的主题是什么？
Well, the theme is fighting between the Christians.
那主题就是基督徒之间的争执。
Okay, and the Christians shouldn't be fighting.
那基督徒真的不应该有争执。
All right, so he's basically saying to them, listen, you just get the non-Christians to... you get the non-Christians to be the judges. Sorry, you get the Christians to be the judges. And if you have to, you be the one to suffer the wrong.
那保罗给的建议呢，就是你先要让教内的人来审判，不是外邦人。其次呢，你总是要先努力自己吃亏。
And the person who doesn't want that, he says, but...The other person was wrong. I don't want to suffer the wrong.
那有人会说呢，那其他人也错了，那凭什么让我来受这个委屈呢？
And so Paul says to him, now don't you remember this? The unbelieving do not inherit the kingdom of God.
所以保罗就提醒他们呢，你们不记得不信的人是不能承受神的国吗？
And the two people calling themselves Christians say,That's all right, but I'm still going to fight my brother.
那两个自称基督徒的人说，那我也知道，但我还是要跟我的兄弟要争个明白。
And Paul says, "Hang on a minute."
保罗说，等一等。
The reason that you want to fight your brother may very well be that you are not one of God's people at all.
保罗就提醒他们呢，你想要跟弟兄争执的那个原因啊，很可能就是。你不能成为承受神的国的原因呢？
Oh, you say that kind of scary.
然后你一听，你说，哎呦，这个好像有一点严重了。
Then he goes down the list. He says, now, I'm going to tell you the kind of people who will not have, who do not have eternal life. They will not inherit the kingdom of God.
所以保罗就在这列了呢，主要告诉你们什么样的人他是不能承受神的国的。
What kind of people are these? Well, they're the sexually immoral.
是淫乱的。
Okay, so I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. What are two major reasons for disputes, for fighting in a family, in a marriage?
所以我回到我们刚才的点啊，在婚姻里，在家庭里，最主要的两个经常起争执的是什么呢？
One is money, one is work, and the third is...Bad morals.
所以是钱，是工作，还有呢就是道德。
Okay, that's very often the cause.
常常会是这些原因之一啊。
Now remember, people who practice bad morals do not inherit the kingdom of God. You trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and the first thing is that your morals life changes completely.You say, I do not do that anymore.
所以我们也是一样的道理，就是当你信靠耶稣基督的时候，你总是要 转向了，你不是要在原来的败坏的道德的生活里继续下去，你说我不愿意那样的生活，我要改，我要回转向神。
Alright, so you got this long list. I think I counted 10.
特别长的一段啊。
The sexually immoral, number one. Idolaters, number two. Adulterers, number three. Male prostitutes, number four. Homosexual, number five. Okay, all related to bad morals and bad worship.
所以你看前面五个啊，都是跟道德有关系的啊。
Now, who are the next five?
奸淫的、娈童的、情男色，下面五个呢
？Greedy, drunkards, slanderers, swindlers. Okay. Now those five are things that often cause people to go to law. He owes me $10,000.
那后面五个呢？也是我们常会看见。人们会彼此相告的，彼此就是就有争执的。比如钱，他欠了我10,000块钱。
Why would that be? Maybe he's a thief.
啊，也许他去偷的。
Or maybe I'm a thief.
也许我是偷的。
Maybe he's greedy.
也许他很贪婪。
Maybe I'm greedy.
也许是我很贪婪。
Maybe I got drunk.
也许我
That's why I got into this mess in the first place.
也许是因为我喝醉了，我才起了现在这些冲突了。
Maybe I'm not exactly telling the whole truth. Maybe I'm a slanderer.
那也许呢，我是那slander， 就是辱骂的，或者说他不是说真相的，
okay.
撒谎。
And the only reason that I'm fighting you is because, frankly, I don't like you.
所以我跟你起争执的原因就是我真的不喜欢你。
Or a swindler.
或者勒索的。
I figured out how to cheat you.
我想一些办法从你那骗点钱。
Okay, now it's easy to say I'm a Christian. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我说呢，我是个基督徒，我相信耶稣基督，这很容易。
Two proofs of that. Number one, I now live a moral life.
有这样的会有两个外显的证据啊，一个呢就是我开始过一个道德的生活。
Number two, I do not cheat people out of money anymore.
第二呢，我在钱财上不再去骗人了。
Those are pretty important rules, aren't they?
这是个非常重要的原则，不是吗
？Okay, what am I doing taking my brother to law and saying you owe me $10,000?What am I doing? I'm saying, listen, I'm greedy. I want the money. She's a bad woman. And all these bad things. And the context is, don't you be deceived. The person who's immoral doesn't have eternal life. The person who's greedy of money and follows these wicked things, he's a thief, he's a swindler, that person doesn't have eternal life either.
所以在这里呢我们可能就是因为这些事跟弟兄姊妹有冲突的，然后保罗在这里提醒我们呢，就是因为这样的事恰恰也是我们不能进神的国的原因，比方说道德上的，比方说钱财上的，所以让我们警醒呢，那这件事情不单单是起冲突那样的事，它可能会是直接导致是我们不得救的原因。
Now these verses are very, very important. The Corinthians, you see, they came from a background that was pretty bad.
所以我们要知道呢，哥林多人呢，他们这个教会起始前呢，他们的背景是非常败坏的。
And a lot of them had bad morals in their life. Chapter 5.
所以我们知道在第五节，我们知道他们有很多人的这个道德生活水是这里面的道德非常糟糕。
But a lot of them had bad money in their life too.
然后钱财上的问题也很多。
And so Paul had to say to them, listen, don't you deceive yourself. If you can't manage your money, if you can't manage your morals, it's obvious that the Holy Spirit is not living in your life. You need to get the Holy Spirit in there because you'll never manage your life.In the area of morals and money, unless the Holy Spirit is your Savior, your Redeemer, your Protector.
所以保罗就把大家的注意力呢转向我们人里面的圣灵了。就当你得救了以后呢，圣灵一定会在你里面告诉你 这个道德的、钱财的这样的管理哈、啊，这样的生活是非常重要的。而你如果还因着这些事还陷在和弟兄姊妹的这个争执当中呢，其实你要好好想一想，你是不是还在主里。
So I'll tell you another story now.
我再告诉大家一个故事啊。
I was traveling one evening with my friend.
有个晚上呢，我一个朋友旅行。
We were actually in an airplane. We hadn't planned to be together in the airplane, but we were in an airplane.
那我们在飞机上，在飞机上。
My friend was talking to me, and as he talked to me, it was obvious to me that he wasn't living the kind of life that he should live.
那当他跟我聊的时候呢，我意识到他好像没有在活一个应该有的这个健康的生活了。
He had been married.But he was divorced from his wife.
他先结婚了，后来又离婚了。
We had been very close in earlier days, and he had lived everything to say that he was a Christian.
那我们在早年呢彼此很熟，因为呢那个时候呢他一直自称是基督徒。
We had actually served the Lord on some Christian rallies together.
那我们甚至在一起呢，在一些教会的活动中服侍。
After telling me that he was divorced from his wife,
然后呢，在那个时候，他们很多年之后又碰到了，他们一起旅行的时候，他就告诉 Harold 他已经离婚了。
He started telling me a little bit about his girlfriends.
他又在讲他的新女朋友了。
And I listened to him, and finally I said, "Is your relationship with your girlfriend completely pure in God's eyes?"
那我就问了他个问题，我说你跟你的女朋友的关系在神的眼里真的纯洁吗？
He was a little bit embarrassed.
他有点窘啊。
And finally he said to me, well, no, it's not pure like it should be.
然后他就说呢，哎呀，哎，不是那么在神眼里是圣洁的。
So I said to him, well, you know that I'm your good friend.
然后我就跟他说，我说你知道呢，我跟你原来是好朋友。
But I'm going to have to tell you on the basis of God's word, you are not going to heaven.
那我呢要基于圣经告诉你一个事实，你这样呢是去不了天堂的。
He said, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他就回答说，他说我接受耶稣基督成我救主啊，我相信他呀。
I said, it doesn't matter what you say, you are not going to heaven.To go to heaven.
我说不管你现在怎么说，反正呢，按照你现在的情形，你是没有办法去天堂的。
And then I opened my Bible, and I read him these verses.
然后我就把我的圣经打开，就读了这段给他。
And they say, "Do you not know, the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived."
他说你们不要自欺啊，第九节开始的到第十节说不能承受神的国，这些人是不能承受神的国的，我们不要自己骗自己。
And I showed him other verses of scripture which say the same thing.
然后我在圣经另一处呢也一样的意思的经文我也给了他。
Okay. God's got a standard.
神是有他的标准。
God's standard is the Christian lives a moral life.
那神是告诉我们要过一个道德的生活。
God's standard is the Christian lives a holy life regarding money.
也过一个圣洁的生活在金钱上。
And the person who says yes but and compromises, what do we know for sure?
然后如果我们说是的，我相信，但我们总是在这个原则上妥协，我们会。
We know for sure that he has been deceived, but he will not inherit the kingdom of God.
我们很确切的知道，就是这句经文说。他叫自己骗自己，最后他是进不了神的国。
Okay, those are very, very strong verses.
所以这些经文是很直接的，很直接。
Friend of mine was traveling with his boss one night.
我的一个朋友啊，有一天和他的老板一起旅行。
And he quoted these verses or read these verses to his boss. His boss was a very, very senior businessman.
然后他就把这段经文啊读给他老板，他老板是非常高阶的哈，是这估计就是大老板。
But if I told you the position that his boss was in, you'd say, well, I don't know his name, but I sure know the company.
然后我不记得他的名字，但我好像知道他的公司。
He read this verse to his boss.
然后他呢，反正就跟他老板呢，就读了这段话。
His boss came back to him a few days later and said, I want you to know, I've stopped drinking.
然后呢，他老板呢，过了一阵呢，就又到他这里来跟他说呢，我要让你知道，我不再喝酒。
Drunkards don't inherit the kingdom.Of God.
因为醉酒是不能进神的国。
Okay. God's got standards.
所以神有神的标准。
His standards are high.
他的标准是高的。
And God says, there is a proof of who my children are. My children don't do those things.
所以他说呢， 我的孩子是有一些外显的证据的，他们是不会做这些事情的。
All right, I'm not sure where I go next. The questions on this, we've got another few minutes.
我们还有一点时间啊，大家有什么问题吗？
那个，我想问一下，刚才您说的那个朋友，他如果要上天堂了，他应该怎么补救呢？
Yeah, so the man you mentioned just
yes.
now, your friend,
yes.
if he really wants to go to heaven, how should he do?
What he should do?
Yeah.
He should say to his girlfriend, bye-bye.
他该怎么办呢？他应该跟他现在的女朋友说再见。
然后呢，娶回他原来的前妻吗？
And then marry back her ex-wife?
No, we'll next week. Chapter 7.
Yeah, yeah, 第七章，我们要到下一周了。我们要讲到第七章才会有句确切的。
The first thing is you say no to sin.Regardless of the consequences.
那第一件呢，就是你无论什么样的环境，你要先对罪说不。
After that, you deal with the consequences.
然后你
the first thing you say is, God says no. That means no. Doesn't matter what the consequences are.
所以呢，你不要管你说不以后的后果会怎么样，你一定要先说不。然后再来处理说不以后的后果。总之，你要先对罪说不，这是没有条件的。
Okay, in my case, I was in Japan long time ago.
在我的例子里呢，我有很长时间以前我在日本啊。
And there was lots of evil over there.
比方说呢，在那个地方有很多罪。
And I said no, I'm not going to that evil.
那我说不，我不想进到那里去。
And then afterwards, I thought.I could get fired for that.
然后之后呢，我发现如果我不去呢，我大概会被开除的。
And I said that doesn't matter.
然后我想呢，开除。
I did the right thing. I said I'm not going to do that evil. I'm not going to be near it. No.
反正我知道我做的对，那个是罪，我就是不想去，开除就开除。
But God is good.
但神是好的。
And so I've got to tell you how that story ended.
我要告诉你最后故事结果是什么。
Okay, it ended like this.
这么样。
I thought about it that night and I said, Harold, the best thing you can do is resign.
然后我那天晚上我想了一下，我说 Harold, 最好的是你要不自己辞职算了。
Because when I said no, a lot of things went wrong.
因为我说不呢，我不去呢，很多事情就开始变得复杂了，难了。
So before the Lord, as I was praying that night, I said, Lord, the first chance I get, I'm going to go to my boss and I'm going to resign.
然后我就跟神祷告，我说神啊，那我明天我第一有机会，我先去见我老板，说我要辞职。
My boss was in Japan too, so it was going to be pretty easy for me to resign.
然后那次呢，刚好出差呢，我老板是跟我一起的，所以我很容易，我就跟他提辞呈是容易的。
So I said I'm going to do that first thing Wednesday morning.
然后我说呢，那我跟神祷告，我说星期三早晨一早我就去辞职。
But you've got to be alone with your boss when you resign. You can't just say to him over a table, you know, I resign, boss.
那你去跟老板辞职，你总是要跟他有个单独一起聊的机会，你不能跟他隔这个桌子就说老板我辞职了。
So I waited to get alone with my boss.
然后呢，我一直等找到一个机会和我老板单独谈。
All day Wednesday, I couldn't get to him.
但是一整天礼拜三我都找不到这样的机会。
All day Thursday, I couldn't get to him.
然后礼拜四一整天我也找不到这样的机会。
Friday noon, we were all in a bus.
那星期五的中午呢，我们都一起在一个这个 bus 一个大车上。
My boss was in a bus.
那我的老板也在那大车上。
There were 8 other Americans in the bus.
有另外大概还有8个美国人在一起啊，也在。
There were 8 men from Japan in the bus.
然后呢，这个车上还有8个日本人也在车上。
There were 8 men from Germany in the bus.
还有8个这个德国人也在车上。
My boss was in the bus.
然后我老板也在车上。
But my boss's boss was at the back of the bus.
然后我老板的老板呢，坐在车最后面。
And I was at the front of the bus.
然后我就在车的最前面。
And my boss's boss had heard what I did.
然后我老板的老板呢，就听到了我做的决定哈，我不要去跟那个事有份的决定。
And he was at the back of the bus, and he said, "Harold," I said, "Yes." He said, "Are you a Christian?"
然后呢，我老板的老板呢，就在车的最后面哈，就喊了一嗓子。Harold, 你是不是基督徒啊？
I said, yes, I am.
我说是的，我是。
He said, tell us why.
他说告诉我们为什么。
And so I started to tell him the wonderful story of the Bible.
然后我就告诉他们圣经里的很美的故事。
And he hollered from the back of the bus and he said, speak up, we can't hear you.
然后呢，他就在后面喊，他说你是。声音大一点，我们听不见。
And so I started telling him about the love of the Lord Jesus.
然后我就开始跟他们讲关于耶稣基督的爱。
But God was there.
神那天也在那里。
And we got stuck in a traffic jam.
然后呢，我们那天还堵车啊。
And we couldn't go for. If you've been in Tokyo, you know you can get into a traffic jam.
如果你去过东京，你就知道那堵车堵起来是很吓人的。
We couldn't go forward, we couldn't go back.
我们既不能往前进，也不能往后退。
We just sat and sat and sat.
然后我们就坐在那等啊等啊等，就坐在车上。
And he just had question after question after question, and I kept on telling everybody about Jesus.
然后他就不停地问我问题问题问题，然后我就在那一天呢站在车上讲了很长的一篇道，不停地告诉他们关于福音和耶稣基督。
Okay, you don't ask why. You don't worry about consequences. If it's sin, you say no.
所以你不用去想那结果。如果这是罪呢，你就说不就好了。
Then you worry about the consequences later.
然后你再去想这个后果会怎么样，这是后面的事情。
And you'll probably find that God is just as good to you as he is to me.
Amen. 所以你当你真的这么决定了，你就会看见神是如此的好，是对圣经里的人那么好，对我们也是一样。
Okay, we have 1 minute.
我们还有一分钟。
All right, very, very serious.
是的，是很严肃的话题啊。
God's standards are moral purity.
神的标准就是道德的圣洁。
And monetary honesty.
也是在金钱上的诚实。
God will bless.
神会祝福你。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
He even went to baptize, but he don't have enough time.
When she comes back, when she comes back by the grace of God, she can be baptized.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Very good. That's right. Lou and Gia going on a
vacation
round the world.
Vacation.
Yeah. Very good. Let's pray.
我们起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you are a good God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您是一位好神呢。
We thank you that you are the God of high standards.
主啊，谢谢您，您是一位很高标准的神。
And you are also the God of great compassion.
您一样是一位有巨大怜悯和陪伴的神。
And you ask us to be humble and obey you.
你要求我们要谦卑顺服您。
And when we do so, you say, "And I will help you."
当我们如此做的时候，您就说呢，我会帮助你们。
So we give thanks for this.
所以我们为此啊献上感恩。
We didn't study the last verse, Lord. It says that people, the Corinthians, many of the Corinthians used to be like that, Lord. They used to be immoral. They used to swindle with their money, but they were washed. And Lord, we're thankful that you can save and can forgive people who did that in the past.
主啊，谢谢您，因为哥林多人真的之前是道德败坏，之前也是金钱上不诚实的，但是在这一章的，在这一段话的最后一节说，他们都被洁净了。谢谢您，您可以这样的带领他们。
We're thankful that you're so good that you don't just forgive us the past, you also help us and keep us from evil in the present.
谢谢您，您不但让我们洁净过去的罪，您既你一样的带领我们现在和未来走圣洁的路。
And so, Lord, we're praying that each of us will say, Lord, please forgive me for my past. I flee to you, but Lord, would you keep me from evil in the present and the future?
主啊，谢谢您啊，我们要感恩您洁净了我们过去的罪，我们逃向您，也求您给我们力量，保守我们。
We give thanks now for your goodness in Jesus' name.
我们这样为您的恩典献上感谢，奉主耶稣。
We pray also, Lord, for Lou and Gia as they go on their vacation, their tour.
也为陆弟兄和马姊妹带领他们去旅行的路上保守他们。
Encourage them and bless them, Lord.
鼓励他们，祝福他们。
But especially we pray that as they travel, the Lord will be with them.
Yeah, 当他们我们特别的祈求您，当他们在旅行的时候，主与他们同在。
We pray that they will take their Bibles and that they will read them, and that you will teach them and cause them to fully put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
求您带着他们带上这本圣经，在他们的路上能够教导他们，也让他们常常依靠您。
Lord, take them and bless them, but bring them back to us soon, we pray.
祝福他们，把他们安全的带回我们中间。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.